militants from the Agbambiri community in the Niger Delta invaded the oil pumping station late Tuesday, seizing at least 8 soldiers and 16 workers, forcing the facility to shut down. Bayelsa State Police Commissioner Hafiz Ringham says the hostage takers are making ransom demands of about $250,000.
The soldiers, the oil workers, and the kidnappers are still at Ajipolo Station. You are aware they are demanding for $30 million and a couple of other things. It's one of those things that you can't do too much about.
The police chief said he was optimistic that the hostages will be released unharmed, particularly because of the ransom demand. State officials have held at least 2 meetings with the militants without achieving a breakthrough. The leader of the government negotiation team said the hostages are in good condition and are being treated fairly well. Earlier report suggested about 40 people, including subcontractors, security and catering staff, were at the flow station when it was taken over. Pumping station owner Agib says the attackers are demanding payment for a boat seized from them by the Nigerian Navy. The local Agbambiri community is also asking for jobs, the clearing of an oil spill, and the construction of an erosion control facility. The attack has disrupted 35,000 barrels per day of crude oil. Recent militants' attack on oil facilities in the Niger Delta have reduced Nigeria's oil production by 700,000 barrels per day. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.